there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 72 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're going to talk about three winning solutions that can impact student outcomes. As we begin to wind up our school year and look into the future and to look to see what's up next, we know change is coming. We're in education. It is inevitable. As principals, one of our main objectives is to influence positive change within our schools. And as we reflect on the past year, this may seem impossible, especially when trying to change behaviors around homework, attendance, and basic soft skills. I was recently reading through a book called Influencer, The Power to Change Anything, and I came upon three techniques that might help change student and staff thoughts and behaviors around these school struggles. The three tips are all from chapter 4 of the book, and you can go check out the book, or the link to the book on my blog that is corresponding to this podcast. The first tip is talking about game time and having that game type mentality when it comes time to education. And one of the issues that teachers regularly complain about is that students rarely do their homework. Especially where I'm at, which is an alternative school, just getting kids to see school as the means to an end is a struggle, and having them do their homework is not one of their top priorities. And I've heard both sides of the debate, and I'm pretty sure that regardless of where you land, the fact is that it can, at a minimum, this is homework I'm talking about, it can impact your students' grades. And in thinking about a way to encourage the completion of homework, this particular point about making it a game in Chapter 4 came to mind. And I asked myself, how can I make homework a game so students want to do it instead of dread doing it? And the answer I came up with was to create a huge dry erase board with all the students' names on it and place it in our community room. When they complete a homework assignment, they can place a marker of some kind on the board indicating that they've completed that task. Once they complete a certain number of assignments, they can make it to the next level. Once they reach that next level, they get a prize. Once a week when we meet, we can pass out prizes and recognize these students who have moved to the next level. So we're talking about progress and not just completion, not just getting an A, but just learning to take those one steps at a time. And by making homework a game, I'm hoping that as this gets instituted, I can positively influence my students' academic outcomes. The next idea is about being whoever or whatever you say you are. And this idea was one of the other suggestions the authors of Influencer have for looking to create change. And this idea only works if you and your staff find time to really get to know your students and understand who they think they are. Most of my students have brothers and sisters and feel really loyal to their siblings and to their family unit. And the question becomes how to attach this new behavior, doing homework consistently in this case, to their sense of loyalty. And as I was thinking of ways to do this, I came up with the idea of students maybe having to take a selfie with the family member once they've completed their homework. And then upon showing this picture to a staff member, maybe then they get the opportunity to win a bonus prize for the entire family. So it's not just about them. It's about them and their family. And the prize could be anything as simple as setting up a delivery of pizza to the family's residence and acknowledging the student there in front of their family. So as the principal, you spend one night out of the week, you grab a pizza, you show up at the house, and you acknowledge that student for their great work and doing their homework. And my guess is that if this is instituted, you'll get students getting more into getting that homework done. And not just that particular student, but other students as well. The next idea is centered around the power of choice. And this was the last strategy in the chapter. And there was a quote in there that I found especially impactful. And the authors say, "You must replace judgment with empathy and lectures with questions. If you do so, you gain influence. The instant you stop trying to impose your agenda on others, you eliminate the fight for control." So how did this quote relate to students and homework? Perhaps you give students a choice of what kind of homework they do. By giving them this control, you could increase the likelihood of them completing the task and reinforcing what they've learned. Students, just like staff, need to feel as if they have some autonomy, and giving them choice gives them what they need to help them change their behaviors. And this power of choice is very powerful in anybody from any walks of life, especially those who don't have a lot of control in their circumstances at home. So just giving people the power to choose is a great way to influence the behaviors that you want. Changing students' lives is why we've become principals, to have that greater impact on a larger number of students. And the book Influencer, The Power to Change Anything, provides some pretty good suggestions to do just that. What are some other books that you've read that have had some great insights into changing behaviors? You can leave your suggestions in the comment section in the blog titled 3 Winning Solutions That Can Impact Student Outcomes over there on theprincipalentrepreneur.com or howtobeagreatprincipal.com. Both those URLs go to the same place. You can check either one of those out. If you are a principal, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarship available that honors the hard work that you put in on a daily basis. This is for K-12 principals, and you can find the link to that website page on the principalentrepreneur.com website. You can also pre-order my book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies there as well. If you are an auditory learner, you can download more podcasts right here on Podomatic or iTunes. And if you would like to join the podcast as a guest, email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I am a part of a community of supportive principals, and you can join us over on Facebook. We have a special group for other principals who are looking to be business owners, consultants, and it's just a great community of people trying to get better at their craft. And that is on Facebook. So check us out over there, The Principal Entrepreneur. Thanks for taking the time. That is it for today. And until next time, thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.